From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. At least 12 people were killed today in Kabul, Afghanistan, when a car bomb exploded outside the Indian embassy. Dozens of people are reported hurt. The bomb destroyed a market area where stationery and office supplies were sold. President Obama has held 3 of 5 scheduled top-level meetings to discuss Afghanistan policy and strategy. The latest was yesterday, and another is set for tomorrow. The president has a request for more troops in hand, but White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says a response to that has not yet been determined.
We're going to go through this process of evaluating the goals and the strategy, and at a point after that, we'll get to discussing resources.
The top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is said to be seeking tens of thousands more troops. He has said that without them, the Afghanistan mission may fail. The White House says final decisions on U.S. strategy in Afghanistan are still weeks away. A health care overhaul bill has received good marks from federal budget analysts. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The good news for backers of the measure pending in the Senate Finance Committee came in the form of a cost estimate from the Congressional Budget Office. It found that despite 2 weeks of changes by committee members, the bill still not only pays for itself, but would actually reduce the federal deficit by $81 billion over the next decade. The CBO report likely clears the way for a final vote on the finance bill by the end of the week. After that, the finance measure will be merged with the bill produced earlier this summer by the Labor, Health, and Education Committee for a Senate floor debate likely to launch the week after next. Meanwhile, in the House, Democrats are still negotiating not over whether to include in their bill a government-run plan as one coverage option, but what that plan should look like. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The scene was frantic in Detroit yesterday as tens of thousands of people crowded into a convention center for a chance at federal funds intended to help the homeless. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter has more.
Fighting and fainting spells punctuated the scene at Cobo Center, where an estimated 15,000 people vied for applications to get federal help with rent and utility payments. City officials were not prepared for the overwhelming turnout, and many in the crowd mistakenly thought they would be receiving cash payments, not applications. The resulting chaos left Detroiters like Alicia Burke questioning why they'd come to Cobo.
It's been crazy, like packed. Once you get past a certain part, it's really crowded and everyone is pushing everyone. And it's been quite a few fights.
City officials sent about 150 police officers to maintain control of the crowd. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Stock prices have been up around the world today. This is NPR News. Hate crimes legislation that takes aim at attacks based on the victim's sexual orientation has been included in the final version of a massive defense policy bill. Advocates who have been trying for 8 years to pass the hate crimes measure now expect that it will become law. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The hate crimes measure provides federal support for prosecuting crimes motivated by a person's gender identity or sexual orientation, crimes that the bill's sponsors say have increased in recent years. Conservatives have opposed the measure, fearing it could keep religious groups from expressing their views freely. But Senate Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin says such fears are unfounded.
The law has been carefully written to ensure that it does not intrude on First Amendment rights and that state and local law enforcement retain primary jurisdiction over investigations and prosecutions. It would punish violent acts only, not beliefs.
Because the hate crimes measure is attached to the annual defense authorization bill conference report, it cannot be removed by either the House or the Senate when they vote on the larger bill, which is expected to pass both chambers easily. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
A powerful typhoon rolled into Japan's main island today. 2 people were killed and more than 40 are reported hurt. Thousands were evacuated to emergency shelters. Typhoon Miller was reported getting weaker and heading out over the Atlantic after tearing roofs off of houses and closing some factories in the industrial city of Nagoya. The main disruption in Tokyo involved air and ground transportation delays. Gold prices hit a new high today overseas. Wall Street stock trading opens today after a mixed finish yesterday. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.